Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Tuesday edition. The time for Jesse to pay off what the way he has set us up for this.
That's a great hat. That is an awesome hat.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. eBay.
Yeah.
$14.
Who gave you that?
No, I bought it. $14.
Okay.
Pre-owned.
What?
I'm a little concerned about the size of my head, though.
Pre-owned?
Yeah, pre-owned.
I think that's called vintage. Is it
vintage.
If it's pre-owned?
Yeah.
Is it vintage sounds
well,
better.
Cars are pre-owned. Clothes are vintage.
I got me a vintage pair of underpants.
Well, now that you mention it, no. It's Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Yeah, it's got the anniversary logo of the World Series team on it too, so I really I do.
Awesome.
I like it. It's new. Just got it. Came yesterday in the
mail. Almost got a little tennis vibe to it.
Yeah, the ball does look
like
a little bit like a tennis ball.
There.
Yeah. Tausch's Tennis
yeah,
Minute
nice
coming
look.
Up later. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I'm doing good for a couple of reasons.
Ooh.
Obviously, the G&G is humming. They are in position. They're positioning themselves in a real nice way. And I think one of the big bullies that we thought were going to be a huge hindrance to this hopefully long playoff run, I think they're broken.
The Eagles, whom you refer.
I think after watching some of last night, I think we can kind of say... And you know I'm a nut whacker, but as the Kansas City Chiefs have Ooh. Shown, nut whack is dead there. I'm not doing that yet, Jell. I'm not doing that. But boy, I'm getting close. I'm not doing that. Not doing it. I don't think the Eagles are one of the top three threats to the Packers anymore to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I hear. Do I hear a power rankings opportunity there?
Sure, if we want to. I'm up for that.
Okay.
Well, this is pretty standard protocol right now.
For sure.
But yeah, Jesse, I don't know if you got any music that's royalty-free. I don't want anything royalty-related.
Sure, yeah, let me
Do you have any royalty-free?
Let me check the royalty-free
He composed free something
bank
earlier
here.
Today on his little portable piano.
It took me a
I
long
think.
Time to get in here today, but... I did have enough time to come up with this special music for this particular exercise.
What do you think of my mug today? How good is this mug?
You got to hold it where we can actually see it.
Oh, nice Santa mug. Yeah. Oh,
I don't know what's wrong with
his
eyes.
Is he winking at you?
He got a sty. Yeah. He got like a sty.
I'm more concerned about his nose. It's like a combo Santa Rudolph.
Put that
Rudolph.
Back up there. Let us see that again. Yeah, what's going on?
It looks bloody. Santa looks like he's kind of got beaten around a little bit, doesn't he?
He must have run into Bucky recently.
What the hell happened to this Santa now that I'm looking at it? Santa's beat up.
Number three right,
tell me,
of the
tell me
threats.
Where I'm crazy. So, I'm just going to give you a quick power ranking of who I feel are the biggest threats in the NFC to the G&G. And obviously, I think number one is the St. Louis / Los Angeles Rams. I think they're the top threat. Then I think we go with the Seattle Seahawks as number two. And I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers as the three.
What?
I think the NFC West are our biggest threats to this team heading west to go chase its 14th championship. Those are my top three. And by the way, if I'm putting a fourth in there, I'm putting a team that's not even in the playoffs yet.
The Arizona Cardinals?
And that's the Detroit Lions.
Oh, okay.
The Detroit Lions would be my fourth. So those are my that's my top three. Where do you guys stand? Do you guys agree, disagree, or where are you boys at?
If I may ask a follow-up first, if that'd be okay with you.
It'll be your first time you've asked a solid follow-up in a while. So
good,
yes.
Good one. Why the 49ers? What makes you say that?
Just that team is gritty, and I've seen it too many times. I've seen it too many times in the playoffs. I don't want any part of playing San Fran. None. Like, if we're a 2 seed and San Fran's a 7, I ain't loving that. If we're a 3 and they're a 6, I ain't loving that. So,
so you just, have
it's
kind
history.
Of PTSD from losses
it's
to the
Kyle Shanahan.
49ers.
Yeah. Obviously, the fact that their 2 stud defenders are out would be, but San Francisco has just found a way. They deserve credit. Mm-hmm. And I don't want any part of them, so that's why I put them at 3.
Yeah, I like what you I like what you've done there. As of now, only one of those 2 top 2 teams, who both are 10-3, one will be a wild card and one will win the division. And since the NFL has not changed their seeding protocols, the loser
and by the way. They should not
I agree.
Change their seat.
Totally.
Protocols.
100% agree with you.
I'm so sick of everybody crying. Oh, my God, it's so unfair. Get over it. Win the division. And if you don't, you should go beat a bad team. If you're a championship team, you can go win a road playoff game.
Yeah.
Stop pouting and crying about it.
If the Packers win the NFC North, which I think we agree, we believe they will. It won't be easy.
Will, yes.
Still, it's not. They're not on easy street at this point. But
no.
They would get a home game first, and maybe they get a first round playoff bye, and then they get a home game. We'll have to wait and see if they get the number one overall seed.
I'll tell you this, J Dub, the game that we need to pull for Detroit in a big way against the Rams.
Yep.
Because if that doesn't happen, basically the Rams Seahawks game. I don't see either of those teams losing again except to each other.
Right.
So we need the Rams to lose to the Lions and beat Seattle. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is our formula. Although one of them plays San Francisco again. I don't know how that will – I think it's the Rams play San Francisco again. I don't know how that will shake out. But we need Detroit to beat up. But I don't know if I want Detroit – now, it's a real conundrum. I don't know if I want Detroit in the playoffs.
It's amazing how on the same page we are today, in simpatico. Because my question for you was about to be, let's say the Packers win the NFC North. And all 4 of those teams that you've listed, because one would be the division winner, and the other 3 theoretically would be the 3 wild cards. Right?
And 5 and 6 or 5 and 7 seeds.
Right. Yep. Philly's going to win the NFC East.
Philly's
even
winning
though,
the East, and right. They'll be a 3 seed.
Okay.
And then the 4 seed will be Tampa or Charlotte.
So now I would like you to re-rank your 4 on who you like best coming to Lambeau Field, who you like your chances best against if you're the Packers. Like, you know, I would say that if I have to choose between going to L.A. and going to Seattle,
I think
I pick L.A. because I feel like I can get my fans can get their hands on tickets, even though it's a playoff game.
But I'll say this. Seattle in a weird deal. They're not as good at home as they've been.
It's
odd because I know for that is a really difficult place to play. And by the way, home field is important. I've always been a huge home field advocate. Mm-hmm. But I'd much rather have Sam Darnold, our defense going against Sam Darnold than Matthew Stafford. And then a Puka and a Devontae. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Scrap that. Take me to Seattle. Wake me up in Seattle. I'm not messing with the Rams, to me, are the biggest test. That will be the biggest test.
Wherever you play them.
Either place. Right. Preferably here, because I don't know how Stafford handles the cold. But then I think back, he played pretty well in Philly last year, and he didn't have Devontae, who Devontae can play in the cold. We've seen that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't want the Rams. I think if I had to rank this, who I want to see Green Bay play, it would go Seattle, Detroit, San Fran, Rams. That's how I'd look at it.
Yeah, okay. I'm on board with that. My last question on this, and then I know Jesse's dying to tell his pizza story. Are you in any way leery of the Detroit Lions and the old cliche, it's hard to beat the same team three times in the same season?
Yeah, I don't want to see Detroit again. And I don't think we will unless it's a 2-7 matchup. That's, the only avenue. But, yeah, I think Detroit, there's something we play. You know, we played obviously a very aggressive, good game. That was that game was right down the middle. Now, playing at home, we'd have a huge advantage, as we saw in the opener. But Dan Campbell's team, they're playoff tested. I don't want any part of Detroit either. I mean, we'll take it if we have to and we want it to be at Lambeau. But, yeah, I don't want to play Detroit again. There's no doubt we could beat them. But I think Detroit could scare us a lot more than maybe a couple of these other teams.
All right. We are in lockstep on all this. I am hopeful.
Are we in agreement that we're not that worried about the Eagles anymore?
Yes. Even though they beat the Packers earlier this season.
We played so bad.
I'm not in agreement. I disagree.
You're all in on Philly. Boy.
I'm still worried about Philadelphia until they are out of the mix. Yes.
Because of Nuthwack,
because they're going to win the NFC East, so they're kind of cruising to the finish line here. You know, they get checked. They always seem to turn it on at the right time. Sirianni always
except
has a system to figure
ago,
it out.
Everybody got fired.
Well, except for that, 2 years they did ago. Stumble to the finish line 2 years ago, but everybody got old. They revamped it last
stumbled.
Year. They've been to the Super Bowl 2 out of 3 years. They were right there having a chance to win it against Kansas City the first time around. They dominated last year. I am not ruling out Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley in the snow, in the cold, that's a threat come postseason time if they're coming to Lambeau or hosting or whatever. I'm worried about Philadelphia.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
That's a fair counterpoint.
Pull it. Are you worried? I don't know how you want to phrase that, Jason. You're really good.
We can pull it, but I would say that I kind of want. And look, the Packers have a very big game. I know it's out of the conference, but if they can go to Denver and do something that Tausch predicted in spring they would not be able to do, and that is win, it changes the calculus a bit for then their following game against the Bears at Soldier Field. Because the Bears have the Browns, who are terrible, and in theory anyway, we could be right back
for
where
game
we
against Green Bay back in September.
Sure, but in theory, we could be right back where we started before this past Sunday's game, where if the Packers lose,
Jason,
to the
by the way, no, I would say this: that Bears game in Chicago is going to be everything, regardless if we win or lose.
Well,
yeah, just for, no. I think it's more Chicago's going to lose a couple games here, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying,
and one of them is going to more than likely beat us. Down there, unless maybe I'm crazy. We'll see.
Yeah, I just think if they beat the Browns like they should at home, and if the Packers, as you predicted in the spring, lose at Denver, then you're back in the scenario where the winner of that game on Saturday, December 20th, is in first place, whereas you have a little wiggle room. If you beat the Broncos and they beat the Browns, even if you don't win in Chicago, you still have a chance to win the division because the Bears may lose another one. I think they do have the Lions in their last game. So I'm interested to see this weekend.
Detroit will need to win that bad boy to get into the playoffs against Chicago.
Yep. All right. Well, you, if you have leaky, creaky, squeaky, drafty windows, you need to call Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed we do, and ensure your home remains comfortable before the brutal post-holiday winter. And, you know, Santa's magical, but his elves, they're not qualified to build Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of the Gina deal. 0% interest for 24 months. You can pay zero interest for all the way up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pella's elves, they install year-round and will finish installation in as little as a day. But hurry up, the deal ends December 31st. So schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
Jesse, is this pizza story going to live up to its build-up?
Probably not at this point.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty.
What does that mean?
Way to really sell it. Jesse's potentially underwhelming pizza story, before we talk to Evan Cohen, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We will get this question into the field on our various social media platforms. And I may only be half listening when Jesse tells us his pizza story, which he teased yesterday, held on to because it was late in the show. And now the floor is his.
So my parents came up on Sunday afternoon to watch the game with Beck and I at our house. And Mo, we had a good time. And we were going to order some pizza to have as, you know, our dinner. I wanted to order the pizza before the game and get it and have it at home so that you could just kind of eat it throughout the course of the game and then no one would have to leave in the middle of the game. My mom insisted we get the pizza at halftime because they were going to eat before they drove up, and she wanted it to be hot when we had it for dinner. She didn't want it to be sitting around for a couple of hours. So I obliged.
Acquiesced.
Is that the word I'm looking for? Acquiesced.
Yep.
Sure. And I ordered the pizza with, I think it was around the 2-minute warning of the first half. Pizza place is only a couple minutes away from our house.
Oh, it's too late.
No, it's only a couple.
It's too late.
Pizza place is only a couple of minutes from our house. Also, the Bears had like a 9-minute drive where the clock didn't stop there in the second quarter. So I was going to order it around 5 or 6 minutes left in the second quarter.
10 minutes before halftime. It takes 12 minutes to make the pizza.
Well, I mean, the whole.
And another 15.
The whole thing was she didn't want the pizza to be cold, and the worst case scenario would have been
you want it there
too early
at halftime. A big mistake by you already. Clock management, very McCarthy-esque so far. Go ahead, Jesse.
So we get to halftime. They say 15 minutes for the pizza. 15 minutes. Perfect. Takes about 7-8 minutes to get there. 2-minute warning. Time runs out on the first half. I think somebody scored with like 38 seconds left or whatever happened. So there was a good stoppage. We knew the clock was going to run out. So we even left a couple of seconds before the end of the first half knowing we weren't going to miss anything. We didn't. So I get to the pizza place, and I go in, I pay, and they say it's not ready yet. All right, that's not surprising. And
that's because there's a Packer game, and pizza place gets overwhelmed. Jason, can you agree that this clock management is already very suspect by Jell?
I couldn't agree with you more, and you have to understand the football Sunday pizza conundrum.
Yes.
Then why did they say it was only going to be 15 minutes?
Because they're an optimistic group.
It's not about what
group.
They say, Jell. You're a
they're
pizza
the
connoisseur,
pizza place.
You know?
They say 15 Jell. Minutes. I expect. If you tell me 45 to 50 minutes, great. At least I can frame it that way, and I can stick
but
around
you have
and leave.
To know that. Okay, continue.
At no
this is
point,
such a mismanagement.
Yeah, at no point when he gave you the 15-minute prediction, you did not think at in any way, boy, that sure seems optimistic during a Packers
seems
game.
Seems tight. Seems very tight.
Yeah.
It seemed it seemed optimistic, but I thought, great, I must have beat the rush. Everybody was planning to do the same thing I was doing. We're good. So 15 minutes. So I'm there. I go in. I pay right away. I say, is it ready? Nope. Going to be a few minutes. All right. Whatever. So sitting around, and there's all these other people sitting in the area waiting for the
match.
I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a thing. I hope I'm in front of these people. And so I went. I'm sitting there, and then I see the third quarter kicked off, and I'm following along on my phone. I'm like, all right. The internet wasn't good enough to like pull up the video stream of the game. So that was tumultuous. And worst case scenario, I didn't want to miss any of the game. So I asked them again. I went up there. I say, hey, is the pizza ready for Jesse yet? After a few had been taken, they go, we don't have one listed for a Jesse. Oh. And so what do you mean? And then there's only like two people working. So it's just they're crazy how much they're running back and forth from each thing. So then they come up and they say, what'd you have? And then I said, it was two large pizzas, blah, 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 blah. All right. They figured out it was under Jeffrey, so I was
from Celebrations.
No, not with a G. Jesse Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
I don't know how they spelled it. It might have been with a G. I don't
Jeffrey
know.
Jeffrey Nelson.
So
good
it was
old
under,
Jeff.
So that we figured that mystery out, and then they said it's not ready yet. And at this point, we're like 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. What are we doing? And they said, it's going to be another 10, 15 minutes or so. I said, that's how long you said it was going to be when I first ordered it. Now it's going to be that again?
Jeffrey's getting mad. Don't get Jeffrey mad.
So they said, it's going to be 10, 15 more minutes. So I went out to my car. I turn on Wayne and Larry. I'm listening to the game. I hear Christian Watson's great touchdown. And then Tausch talking smack in our text about how great Christian Watson looks. And I can't even tell
player.
You how great
He's
Christian
great.
Watson looks because I have to imagine it the way Wayne and Larry describe him running to the end zone because I don't have eyes on the game. So, eventually, the pizza is finally done. It took another 20 or 25 minutes before it was actually ready. I get back with, 5 seconds left in the third quarter. I walk in. And I was pretty irritated, as one could probably expect, with the entire plan being to order the pizza at halftime. And I missed the entire third quarter. Did not have eyes on what the Packers did.
Question, if I may, Jell.
Oh, you may.
Yes, sir.
Marie. They deliver pizza still, right?
They do.
And we just didn't want to do a delivery. It's cold out. You're
cutting
a highly successful producer of a highly successful radio show. You make big money and get a lot of vacation time. What? You just didn't want to deliver? Was you thought it would be faster to pick up?
So the other component of this, Becca's car had gotten some work. She was out of town over the weekend. Her car was getting some work done, and it was ready for her to pick up. So she went with me. I dropped her off. Her car was near the pizza place. So I dropped her off to get her car to drive it home because she needed it on Monday.
Deal. What else they got around there? You got a nail salon? It sounds like they got everything right there.
It's like a mall in the 80s. They have everything. That was part of it, so that's why we chose to go with the pickup option. I also thought it would be faster because I didn't want
to
get stuck waiting.
And you decided to jam all this in during halftime of the Packer game, which, by the way, you're supposed to be watching as part of your job.
Understood.
But you decide you want to run errands during the Packer game. Okay, continue.
I wanted to get the pizza before the game started to have it right away so we didn't have to do this.
So you're
and we
putting this
got
on
back.
Mommy?
Yes.
Are you putting this all on
entirely,
mommy?
Entirely. Not entirely. Obviously, the pizza place is at fault to a certain extent for lying about how long it was going to take. And it took like an hour to get the pizza when they said 15 minutes, which is pretty ridiculous.
You are the king of no accountability.
So that was pretty rough. So I'm going 50% pizza place, 50% mom for not being a good guest and acquiescing.
You
got to
put some on Becca. Hold up. You're putting some on Becca because you had to take her to get her car. Otherwise, you'd have gotten delivery.
Right.
So
well,
Becca's
yeah,
got to be.
We could have.
Are you a?
She was open to doing that before the game or any other time too. So I'm not gonna. That maybe 2% for her. Sure.
How much is on you for your crappy clock management?
None. I had a perfect plan set up.
Based on all
the information presented, I had a perfect plan set up. Ordered the pizza 15 minutes from the two-minute warning. 2 minutes in football took, seven, 8 minutes to play. You get there. You pick it up just after halftime starts. You get back, kick off third quarter. Easy peasy.
Right, I'm going to tell you this. It's 80% your fault, 20% pizza parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is completely clear of this. You decided to go along with her decision.
How can she be completely clear of it?
Hold up. Order it with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. It gives you buffer. They have heat pockets at the pizza joints. They keep the pizzas hot. You grab it, you go. And then you just go in and pick it up and go. You ain't waiting in line. If it's out there 5 minutes, it ain't going to ruin your za. You just butchered this thing so badly. You burn a timeout in the first quarter. You're challenging things you shouldn't. And that leaves you to be sitting there with nothing to do with no pizza. And you barely get back for the fourth quarter of football. You just, it's so mismanaged.
It was terrible.
So mismanaged.
It was terrible.
You did this play out? Did you think we were going to side with you on this?
I thought there'd be a little bit of sympathy.
This feels like
you ordered it with 10 minutes left. I'm giving you sympathy.
I can't believe that my mom is getting 0% of the blame for a list of demands on when the pizza needed to be ordered because she wanted a hot pizza.
She didn't say when it was ordered. Whoa. She never once said she wanted it at halftime, which is a very reasonable time to eat pizza for a game. If
yes.
you grabbed it at the end of the second quarter, you would have been great.
Everybody knows that for what we do here on a regular basis, for the Barry Alvarez show and College Game Day and all the shows that I'm part of on a regular basis, it is important
for
me.
Well, you are a part of a lot of shows.
It is
you
important.
Work really hard.
I do, yeah. It's important for me
Thank
to have
you for
eyes
your service.
On the Packers games and the Badgers games every week. And for there to be... From the jump, a plan in place that would allow for no possibility for there
Your
to be any disruption
sucked.
And for the demand to be otherwise is what set us up for failure in the first place.
All right, I
no,
get...
Your plan is what failed. Your plan.
All right, so I want to get to Evan Cohen, but I want to ask you this because here's one of the look, you're a good sport. We give you a hard time a lot, and we love you. I would say that it feels like when it comes to taking responsibility for mishaps, that's not necessarily your area of expertise. So my question for you is...
That's the only that, child syndrome, by the way.
Yes,
OCS.
Undeniably so,
Ox.
Yes. Yes. My question for you is, now that both of us have roundly... sided with others and decided that you deserve the lion's share of the blame here.
Pizza place says 15 minutes, Tauscher. So you gotta know better than what
My
they tell you.
You do. He's right. I agree. You like at no. You have to have some.
If it
measure.
Was a random Tuesday at 5 o'clock,
right?
I'm with you. It's a blanking Packers game. Dude.
Yes. My question for you is: what did you learn from this, and what would you do differently? Because I get the sense that despite our critique and our criticism of you, you think you did nothing wrong and you would do it the exact same way over again because it's all the pizza place's fault for underestimating how long it would take for you to get your pizza. The halftime is 12 minutes, man. There's not even enough time. They talk about
this. College football. College football, you would have still would have. College football, you would have been wrong, even with that long 20-minute half.
Well, when they say it's going to take 15 minutes and it takes 55 to get the pizza, yeah, I'm going to miss some of it if I play it that way. But if
Jesse,
you would have told me
like
from
saying,
the jump
hey,
it's going to be 45 minutes, I could at least say, all right, I'm going to leave with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
But
or
you called
too late. I'll send Becca to go get it. I'll send my mom to go get it. She volunteered to go get it if we needed that, if it was going to be during the game. Fine. We were good otherwise because of what they told me. They lied.
Liars.
Okay. What's the verdict on whether this lived up to our expectations?
That's a good story.
It is a good story.
It drove good dialogue, which is what I'm always looking for. And I appreciate Jesse bringing it, and I don't know why he can't just fess up and say, I should have called in the order earlier. Everything else, if he would have just said, my bad, and then also I think we'd have been much more harsh on the pizza joint.
Correct.
Jeff Hafley also gets a little bit of blame here for not getting a stop during that long Bears drive to get a TV timeout.
Oh, you want to put Hafley in the pie chart?
Yeah, I could have ordered it if the Packers would have got the Bears off the field with 6 minutes to go in the quarter. That would have been the designated pizza order time, and none of this happened. So
I will let Jeff know
on Jeff Hafley
on Thursday.
First half, he was good. Second half.
Jeff, before I ask you about your run defense, I'm curious. Let me tell you a little story first. Let me tell you a story. Oostburg, right? You love people from Oostburg, even though they got the better of you during your high school career.
No, I don't love people from Oostburg.
Well, you love one of your buddies from Kohler
Services.
He's
a hell of an installer. Chris from Oostburg, hell of an installer, hell of a guy at Kohler Services. But no, I don't like Oostburg. That is my, Jesse, what is your
Lex
McGuanago?
McGuanago,
my Oostburg.
Yeah.
But we do love it. And you know what? What a time to get your new bath or shower or get a remodel. And that's from Kohler Services, of course. Family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you get your Lugstone shower remodel and zero interest financing for 12 months. And you get that free shower door. Is Gilligan's Island's theme song royalty free, Jesse?
That's a good question.
Maybe.
So I can't sing. Because
no, you can sing anything you want. Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but you can get a free shower door with that Lugstone shower purchase. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Joining us now, we missed the killers, but we don't miss out on having Evan Cohen every Tuesday on Wildy and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Whoa!
Great. To what do
hey,
we owe this
Hey, good to see
on?
You, buddy. You look tan and rested and ready. Look at you.
Are you outside with Kenny Rogers' roasters?
Yeah, he's got a tanning bed in there. You get tanned right there.
No, you know what it is? The room that I'm in, like one of those little like phone booth things at ESPN, it's red. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah.
And so I think that in combination with the lighting makes me look tan. So maybe this is maybe this should be my go-to room from now on. I think I kind of have a look now. I'm Kramer with the Kenny Rogers roaster thing, right?
Yep. Evan, we were having a discussion, and you always give us.
I would hope so. It's a radio show.
That's fair.
That's good.
Yes, I'm just going to give you the specifics of said discussion. We were discussing which teams Packers fans should least want to see in the postseason. Now, I understand they're in first place today. They still have four games to go. But Tausch's power rankings of the teams that he would most want to avoid, Tausch?
That's a fair. Yeah, it's a fair way of putting it. Yep.
So we're trying to decide who you want to avoid. The four teams we have on the list are the Rams, the Seahawks, the 49ers, and the Lions. And for whatever reason, I still think that for me, the Lions make me the most nervous, even though they beat them twice. Given your 30,000 foot view of the NFL, how do you think Packers fans should be thinking of those four teams?
Yeah, I think number one on that list of teams you want to avoid, and it's not for the exact reason that you guys are bringing this up, but number one has to be the Bears because of the fact the downside of losing to the Bears is greater than the downside of losing to any other team, specifically for the Green Bay Packers. And the fact is the Chicago Bears obviously can play with the Packers. We saw that on Sunday. That doesn't mean they're better than them or going to beat them. It just means when you factor in the ability to play against the team and the hypothetical of a loss, which is what we're talking about, and I'll also factor in what I think you guys are not necessarily factoring in, which is fine as part of it. Maybe I'm changing the argument, which would be the aftermath of the loss, right? If you lose to the Rams, it stinks. You're upset. You kind of deal with that because you know how good they are. Coach and quarterback that have won the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. If you lose to the Lions, no question, there is a little bit of a bitterness because of the fact that you beat them twice in the regular season and you would think, okay, I could beat that team. That should be easy. The Seahawks don't scare me. I would not have the Seahawks on that list because I just find it almost impossible to believe that Sam Darnold is going to be able to beat the Green Bay Packers. The one that is the wild card with all of this and the one that I think that people have forgotten about and the one that I think that – I mean, it's been a team that I am very into if they're on and if they click would be the Niners because yeah. they have a quarterback that's been there and done that. They have a coach that has been there. I wouldn't say he's done that in the biggest of games, but it's been to the biggest games. You can argue when healthy and right, they have the best non-quarterback in the NFL, left tackle and Trent Williams. When health, I love him. I think he's unbelievable. And an option to at least – nobody can really match Micah Parsons, but try to match Micah Parsons and Kittle and Juszczyk and McCaffrey and all these guys – I think that's the one that I'd be afraid of also. But number one on my list, if I'm the Packers, number one team I want to avoid would be the Bears because I wouldn't want to have to deal with the downside of losing to them.
Now, if that, see, now that's a different argument, though. I'm not talking about what storyline is the worst. I don't think the Bears are ready. I think, yes, they played us tough. We have to go down there again. But to me, the Rams are by far. And then when you look at it, the interesting part of this – you have been the biggest Jalen Hurts Philadelphia Eagles supporter, and the fact that even you aren't even bringing them up is really interesting to me.
Great point.
Why is Philly not on your radar anymore?
Well, yeah, I didn't give
good question.
Thank you.
No, but I could have. No,
it's a radio show. I appreciate ask good questions, somebody told me.
I appreciate the defense, Wildy. I think that Tausch's critique, which he's had a lot of me recently, is fair. I think that
oh, my God. You are getting to be more sensitive than Wildy. I never thought I would say that, but you are.
That's oh, snap.
It's true.
When you wake up on a Saturday morning and all of a sudden you're doing some work and then you're just bombarded with a
I'm sorry. You're not waking up at 11 a.m. Get out of here. What are you talking
theoretically,
about?
Theoretically, just waking up. Anyway.
Okay, theoretically.
So let's talk about the Eagles for a second.
Sure.
If the Eagles were right, they're better than the Packers. The Eagles are not right now. I think the Eagles were actually at their best when A.J. Brown thought they were wrong. Because that boring, non-explosive style of offense, what does that do? It scores more points than the other team, even if the number of points, like in the case of the Packers, is 10.
Yeah.
Who cares, right? Mm-hmm. So three and out, I'd much rather that than an interception, which is what we saw last night. And I'm starting to wonder something, because I've been a supporter of Nick Sirianni. I'm starting to wonder if he's Mike Ditka. And what I mean by that is a one-title guy that people retroactively look at his career and say it was the assistants, it wasn't him. Everyone loved Sirianni a few years ago when it was Steichen and Gannon, both now head coaches, Indy and Arizona. Then everyone hated him when they had the collapse, when the assistants weren't good. Then last year, everybody loved him because Kellen Moore was there as the offensive coordinator. Now he's the head coach of the Saints. This year, Kevin Petullo, offensive coordinator, people hate him. My point in that is, well, yeah, egging his house. My point is maybe the Packers are not going to be afraid of this version of the Eagles, because this version of the Eagles doesn't have good coordinators running the team, like Buddy Ryan in 85. I know it's a weird example, but it kind of hit me over the last week or two.
It's a great example.
Well,
now,
correct
look,
me if I'm wrong. Sirianni was to two Super Bowls, and Ditka was only to one.
Yeah.
Correct?
But what I'm saying, Tausch, is if you think Buddy ultimately became a head coach, and then Ditka did nothing after that with the Bears and the Saints, right? In this case, Sirianni lost two guys and then got back to a Super Bowl, so it's a little better, I think. But I'm very disappointed in what's happened over the last couple of weeks, because how does this guy take more reins over the offense and then they get worse? And in games where A.J. Brown has had five catches or more, they're 1-5 on the year. In games where he's had four catches or less, they're 4-2. In games he doesn't play, they're 1-0. I'm not blaming A.J. Brown. I'm saying the formula is right there. Run the football, be boring.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you are blaming A.J. Brown, because until he was obviously discontent. What do you mean, no? Was the one that has been driving that conversation. Do you think they would have changed things had A.J. Brown just sat there and said, I just love winning? They wouldn't have.
Yeah, but Tausch.
He threatened and said he's miserable, and you don't think that affects the play caller and the quarterback? Come on.
Yeah, and I think I blame leadership on that. How many times does Jason Wilde complain about things where leadership would say no?
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I mean, that's – right, Jason?
Especially when a certain person was running this show. Oh, my God.
That guy! Remember when that guy was in charge? I don't want to think of that guy's name.
Remember.
He hated
what a
that
jerk
guy.
He was wow.
Hated. Yeah, God, he called everyone and complained about that guy.
Leave
but
Brad
you know what?
Out of
Leadership
this.
Said, "No, Jason, you're the one who has to change." And that guy somehow survived. Now, I think he's doing other things now. I don't know what happened to him. I saw he gained a few pounds, but anyway.
Is there a segue here?
Yeah, where are you going with that?
Are we all talking about the same guy?
Yeah.
I don't know who we're even talking about. No, I feel like that might have been a shot at me, but I don't think
no,
it was.
No, it's not. I think we know who we're talking about.
That was yesterday.
If I may change the
subject. So we agree, though, that Philly, we're not worried about Philly.
Right, so just so people understand, because now I'm the one he hates, and I was the one who gained the weight that I was talking about. Anyway, go ahead.
I would like to shift the conversation, if I may. Well, I can't believe nobody got that except me.
I got everything, and then the weight thing is what threw me off. That's the only thing that I knew where this was.
I had a few meals, a few too many meals in Madison recently. My God, did I eat there?
A lot of steak.
Salad, I heard.
Shrimp. A lot of shrimp.
Yeah, go get Boo in a bar.
Reports.
I got an alert.
Boo in a bar.
I got an alert today from my ESPN app, which I get all the time for the teams that I follow. It makes it very easy to be on top of everything you want to get from ESPN on the teams that are your favorites. Shams with more of a discussion of the Knicks and updated trade percentages and everything else. Is this story taking on as much of a life outside of Wisconsin, Evan, as it feels like it is here? Because, I mean, he's out with the calf injury, and yet there seem to be reasons to discuss it over and over and over again. Is it that way nationally?
Not at all. To me, it's actually not a discussion nationally. I mentioned it today because of the Shams article that you're referring to, Jason. It's not a discussion at all, because no one actually believes he's going to get traded in season. Because in order for him to get traded in season, he has to go to the Bucks and say, I want to get traded in season. Mm-hmm. Does anyone believe he's going to do that?
I don't know what to believe anymore, I guess, is my issue. Because I didn't think that was possible, and now I'm starting to want – like, again, my biggest issue is let's say he decides he wants to do that. I still think the Bucks have a responsibility – to maximize what they get back. And if he's unhappy with the way that's going, they can't trade him no matter how he may feel. And again, I love the fact that
Let me comment on one thing on that, Jason.
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but something's been bothering me about this. Yeah. Something's been bothering me about this. People have been critical of the Bucks and the way in which they've gone about their business in terms of the trades, or the possibility of maybe they won't get a great trade in return because look at the trades they've made. Let me be very clear about this. I believe the Milwaukee Bucks rightfully have done more to support a superstar on court than any team in the last decade in the NBA.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. They have exhausted every single option. They have tried every single angle, every nook and cranny. How are we going to end up with Drew Holiday? Oh, my God, we do. What are we going to do in terms of Middleton and Holiday and the breaking down of the injuries and things like that over the course of time? Well, I mean, Holiday obviously, you know, has been great since then. But wait, they ended up with Dame Lillard? How? I thought he was going to Miami. What happened? Okay, Dame Lillard, horrific injury. The fit with Giannis personality-wise was great. Basketball-wise, could have been better. This is not working. What are we? Oh my God, he's out for the year. We can't waste a Giannis year. Who's the number one free agent on the market? Miles Turner. Well, you can't worry about. Wait, they got Miles Turner by stretching Dame Lillard, which, by the way, I was on with you guys live at the time, and I said to you in the moment, they can't do that. They can't just get Miles Turner. Something else has to happen. And they came up with this creative, wild thing of stretching him. They cannot do any more for Giannis than they did, and they've done. He knows that. They know that. Their relationship seems great. My guess is they both want to make this work and work for another championship at some point. And before you even get to the Giannis trade, I believe they're going to exhaust every other option of increasing the productivity of this team before they ever consider trading him, which is why I believe there's probably a wink-wink of, Giannis, give us till the end of the season. Let's see what, you know, rabbit we could pull out of the hat here before the February 5th, I believe, trade deadline, and then we'll revisit in June or July.
Is there any rabbit that can be pulled? What rabbit can
be pulled? Oh, God, yeah. A lot of
give me some.
You have a farm.
Give me a little trade. Come on, trade machine me.
Okay, so this is the thing that people don't realize. Miles Turner is a great piece for a winning team that needs a big, right? And if you're the Bucks and you're comfortable with Giannis and Portis, well, Miles Turner can bring you back a wing or a guard that you may be interested in. That's number one. Number two, Kuzma and Portis. While you may not be excited if you're the incoming team for that package because you don't want Kuzma, but what if you have a bad contract on your hands that you'd like to get rid of? Then maybe those two added up with less years than the guy that you would have coming in. I'm just throwing out wild names, but guys like Zach LaVine or Paul George or people like that, or dare I even say Joel Embiid, which I don't think is going to happen, but you get my point. There are moves. And there's also the other way of, you know what? We found diamonds in the rough. Let's get paid off for our diamonds in the rough and find additional ones. Ryan Rollins and AJ Green traded together, if they're trade eligible, which I would have to check on that. Those guys could actually get you something because they're great role players at low cost. So this idea that they have no way of helping Giannis is just incorrect. It doesn't mean it's going to work, but it does mean they're going to try.
Huh. Okay.
And what you just said, I thought what you said there about exhausting every nook and cranny possibility is so smart because
you're thinking of Rodgers. Let's cut to the chase. You're thinking of Aaron and how Aaron, I have a weird thing flying around me here. If I'm going to read your mind, we're having this discussion. We're talking about exhausting options. And you're probably replaying in your mind conversations that you've had on and off the record with Aaron Rodgers about his critique of, in his mind, the Packers not exhausting every option to take advantage of his time. Conversely, they are now for Jordan Love exhausting every option. You don't end up with Micah Parsons, if you don't. And the exhausting every option in your prime thing is an interesting state of Wisconsin thing over the last, 15 years from Aaron to now Giannis to Jordan Love and how it's been done, I think is really interesting. Also, can I point out one other hot take that's not a hot take I have? Maybe the Steph Curry move for the Packers was signing Christian Watson when he was hurt. Brilliant. The Warriors became the Warriors because they signed Steph Curry long-term when he was hurt, not when he was healthy. When you go to Watson, you're thinking about your football mortality. You're out for the season. These rehab days are hard. We're going to make you set for life. You're not going to have generational wealth for your kids, grandkids, grandkids, whatever. You're going to have set for life money. What is it, $13 million a year or whatever they gave him?
Yep.
And now he's a number one wide receiver, and they gave him the money, the set for life money, at his lowest point. Brilliant move by arguably the best GM around in Goody.
No doubt about it.
Right about that?
It's
a really smart move, and I think the fact that some people on this panel didn't think Christian Watson was much of a game changer or anything special.
We have a panel now? Is this a panel?
Yeah, there's a
panel. Oh, Jesse's the
loose
panel.
Use of the word panel.
Yes, panel.
Exactly. To your point, and I may hate you, allegedly, but I
not
also...
In the old days, guys. Hey, we're moving forward. We're all good.
Yeah, I'm not a grudge holder at all. So my issue.
Oh. Hold on, I need a water on that one.
Is there something flying around your booth again? I need a water.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Aaron Rodgers more likely to go to dinner with his parents tonight than Jason, not a grudge holder. Oh, my God.
I also hate the fact that that's exactly what I was thinking is what you outlined there, because that was Rodgers' frustration. Comparatively, that's exactly what the Packers have done. I mean, think about the spending that they had for Josh Jacobs, for Xavier McKinney, now the trade that they made, obviously, for Parsons. And Tausch always quotes Brad Childress, the former Badgers offensive coordinator. Don't, or is it Ken Rolvac? I can't remember who it is.
They get confused a lot, those two.
Don't confuse effort with results.
That's a Chiliism.
But the hope is not a strategy.
Or is it Ken Rolvac?
Well, hope is not a strategy, is Rolvac. Yeah, the wisdom of Ken Rolvac.
Don't confuse effort with results is a Chiliism.
My point is that I understand the Bucs have not gotten the results with all those nook and cranny searches for help for Giannis.
Yes, they but have. They won a title.
No. I'm talking about the last.
You know what I mean?
The Damian Lillard trade did not. That has been the downfall. Right? That has been the downfall for them.
I mean, sure. Because
it didn't work out and he got hurt. Not that it was a bad trade to make.
That's the point. What you just said, the last part is important to note. Find me the person that said in the moment, I hate this trade.
Right.
Now, we may have said they're gonna miss the perimeter defense, but like, find me the person that hated the trade in the moment. Come on.
All right, Efko, before we let you go, how excited are you to see a 44-year-old quarterback? You played the position. You would give anything to play it again one more time.
That's right.
Back in high school. Is there anything you would be more excited to watch than if Phillip Rivers suits up and goes and plays in a game at 44 years old?
Well, I never would be excited to watch Phillip Rivers. I'm excited to talk about the storyline. He's my least favorite quarterback at a high level to ever play in the NFL. I think he has the worst throwing motion I've ever seen. I think my throwing motion is better than his. I don't think I'm a better quarterback than him. But he is painful to watch. I cannot believe he's ever completed a pass.
That's a hot statement. You don't think you think he's a better quarterback than you. I'm glad you clarified that, because there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I didn't know
maybe
people were wondering.
Misconstrued that.
Well, yeah, you got to provide the clarity and the context on that.
Sure,
Josh.
That's good that you did that. Okay, continue.
No, I think it's painful to watch that man throw. But you know what? As the three of us know, kids are expensive.
Yep.
So
he's got a lot of them,
and grandkids too. Grandkids. I mean, my parents and in-laws will buy these kids anything. It's ridiculous. You have to stop them. So now that he's a grandfather, he's like, geez, the amount of money I have to spend is absurd. Do you know, I was just talking with Hembo from Get Up before we came on here. The last grandfather to play in professional sports?
Brett Favre. Oh, Papa.
I love you guys.
All right, Evan, we will let you get out of the...
I forgot that. Oh, my God, I forgot about that drop from years ago.
It's a classic. We will let you get out of the Red Room. Thanks for making time for us. I don't know either.
What did Tausch just say?
Doesn't matter.
It's royalty-free. He loves his royalty-free stuff.
We're big on royalty-free now, as you know.
All right, see you.
great finish.
Wait. That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. You can hear him across ESPN Wisconsin and watch him on television every
single
morning.
Isn't it crazy, though, Matt? He has been such an Eagles fan and just ripping everybody that says anything bad about Jalen Hurts, and even he isn't even thinking about the Eagles now.
Hard to argue after last night, though, right?
I know, but they're still – Jason, they're going to be the 3 seed hosting a playoff game. And if the G&G end up at the 2, they're coming to Green Bay, and I would argue that would be the best-case scenario, because I think we will womp them the next time around.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week league, as I've been taught.
Amen.
All right, not only was I leery of some of our conversation with Evan Cohen, I'm leery now because it's time for our awesome Iron Jock contest.
Are we doing that right now?
If I'm reading the rundown correctly, yes.
Okay.
However,
I don't know.
If you can't ask for call 347, and I'm a little bit apprehensive because I think you.
Right, I got a question for Jesse.
Want to go big, Jesse, but will can't go big. This.
Jesse, how many from the moment you called your pizza joint to the moment you brought the pizza back to your house? How many minutes was that?
Probably like 68 minutes. Oh, that's Evan. Sorry.
You should have lied there, yeah, by the way. Well, it said 41.
No, I'm not the pizza place. Liars. It was about 68 minutes from the time I placed the order until I got home with
okay.
it. Yeah. 2-minute warning right, to late minutes. Third quarter. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or you just want to upgrade your own gear, you need to check out the holiday sales going on at Iron Jock. You know, I love their performance apparel. It's tough. It's comfortable. It's a four-way stretch. Mm-hmm. They have the exclusive silver ion technology, which fights odor. But and we appreciate that during the holiday season, let me tell you that. And right now, you'll find great deals across their entire line of hoodies, tees, shorts, and more. Don't wait. Stock up for the holidays and save big at ironjock.com. Again, right now is your chance to win an Iron Jock tumbler. And we're going to go caller number 108. Caller 108, which is
what?
60 plus what? 68 plus 40. Jesse should have called 40 minutes earlier than he did. So I'm going to add the extra 40 minutes in.
You'd be better off saying
called.
It's 1 hour and 8 minutes, so 108.
Okay, that's what Jason said. Caller 108. That works even better. Caller 108 wins an Iron Jock tumbler, which is a fantastic little deal to have. How is that a jerk move? I added 40 minutes. That's what he should have called. Caller 108, 844-770-3776. Caller 108 to win the beautiful Iron Jock tumbler on Wildy and Tosh.
Good luck to caller 108. Caller 108. Poor Jesse. 844-770-3776. We'll have our winner, hopefully, next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Jesse Nelson, thank you for your service. You got to caller 108?
Yeah, we did. Of course we did. Anything for old T.
And? Well, who was it?
I asked you for the number, and that's what you gave, so.
Right. You know? Sparky in Sussex was our big winner, though, so congratulations. A trivia
imagine
veteran.
Imagine him getting his favorite drink in that Iron Jock tumbler right by the Yule log.
A little eggnog in there.
There
yeah.
Mrs. Sparky. Oh, what yeah. a world he's living in, huh? Life is good for Spark Dog.
It is indeed. All right. I want to try and get back somewhat on the clock. So as much as I would love to further discuss all of the exciting things that Evan talked about, which I was fascinated by his Bucks takes, and he's obviously a NBA ball knower. I don't know, like
yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, Jace. I thought, you know, everything kind of runs its course from time to time, right? We all, you know, unfortunately, Father Time, and there's just you know time yeah, for change.
Undefeated, mm-hmm.
And I believe at some point that is gonna happen, and I thought last week. A trade like this isn't going to happen like that, right?
Correct.
There's a lot of moving parts. But then I saw, and I think I sent you guys that thing, that the New Orleans Pelicans couldn't give tickets away.
I did.
They're literally tickets on your favorite ticket deal for $0. And I'm talking all throughout the arena. And that's when I said, nah, just hang on to Giannis for as long as we can. I don't care what happens. We're keeping Giannis.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That is not what they have on the new season of Behind the Bucks. on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Hang on. Hang on to Giannis as long as you can.
Hang on for dear life, am I right?
Good. That's going to be the new podcast.
Maybe good, Bucks Plus should call Jesse. Presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Locked In, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson, takes you inside this team's pursuit of a championship and right now just surviving while Giannis is sidelined. Hear from the Bucks stars on competition, chemistry, and their desire to win it all again. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.